Got a broken leg? We know where to go. Got a headache? We know where to go. Like whatever is bothering you, you know, come to Jesus. And this line, it says like almost like the line is going around the block. And then later on, it says Jesus left. And then there's a very fascinating passage where it says the disciples managed to find him. Managed to find him. It's almost like Jesus didn't want to be found. And they find him and they say, Jesus, there's still more people in line. Not everyone has been healed. Will you come back? At that moment, Jesus says this line that is just so startling to people. He basically says, no, I will not go back to Capernaum. I will not go back to that line. I'm going to go on to the neighboring villages to preach the kingdom of God. And then he says beautifully, for that is why I have come. I did not come to heal broken legs. I came to heal broken souls. I didn't come to give, to take away a headache. I came to bring peace to a person's heart, to their soul. That is why I have come, to preach the kingdom of God, which is a place where people love God with all their heart, soul, and mind, where they love each other, and they love themselves with all of their strength. That's the kingdom of God, a place where we love God and others and ourselves. And to love means to simply look, wish for the good of the other, for the very best thing for someone else. So what is the very best thing for someone else? Is it health? Not really. Is it wealth? Not really. It's a big heart. It's the ability to love with all of your heart and soul and mind, and to take yourself and to use it for some good. That is where the ultimate happiness comes from. I listen to people do it here at weddings, you know, pretty much almost all the time. When people will say, I give myself to you in good times and in bad, in sickness and in health. And saying those words make people profoundly happy. You notice what they don't say. They don't say, I will give myself to you, I will love you and honor you until I get a broken leg. And then it's all over. No, people, that sense of commitment to love completely is what brings people profound happiness. Would you rather have that happiness or a healed leg? If you can only have one or the other, I'm sure people would choose that kind of happiness that comes from profound love. You know, to take what you have and to use it for some good. I did a funeral for a beautiful woman here just the other day. She's been in the parish for 60 years, and she was a woman of profound faith, and everybody knew that. And I said she was a woman of profound love, and everybody knew that. And then I said she was also a woman of profound hope. And that wasn't the word that people were expecting. They wasn't sure what I meant by that. I said, let me tell you why I believe that she was a woman of profound hope. Because she's played the slot machines in Vegas. What kind of a person plays the slot machines? This has got to be the time. You know, it's, you know, eternal hope that the next pull is going to make it happen. But I said, every time she won, she immediately shared it. Every time she won these winnings, she would immediately share it. She took what she have and she used it for the good of her family. That happened in today's gospel. Peter's mother-in-law is sick, but then she gets health, and it says she immediately got up and served the people around her. Health was not the goal. It was her ability to love more that was the goal. She received that healing so that she could serve, that she could love people more. That is why we have health. That is why we have wealth. That is why we have anything in our life, is to use it for some good. You know, I was talking to a parishioner who's a doctor the other day, and I said, why did you become a doctor? And he said, well, when I was young, I had a very bad childhood disease, and I was suffering greatly. And I was always impressed by the doctor who came to see me and healed me. And I said, that person made people happy, and I want to dedicate the rest of my life to bringing healing to others. So one person's sickness was turned into a lifetime of bringing medical care and health to other people. He took what he had, that skill for medicine, and turned it into healing so many people around us. That's the secret of happiness. It's revealed in this gospel, which at first sounds kind of contradictory. So who gets a miracle and who doesn't? If Jesus believes, or if God believes, that your receiving a miracle will help you love more, then you will get that miracle. If God believes that your facing your sickness will help you develop courage and faith and patience and compassion for others, then you won't get that miracle, but you will get to develop all those other virtues which can make you profoundly happy. That is always our God's will for all of us, is our happiness, and it comes from that commitment of love, neither wealth nor health, but loving in good times and in bad, loving in sickness and in health.